True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. We are joined now by the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. I don't know where to start. K-State falls 23-17 to Arizona, musters only 193 yards of offense, including only 88 yards through the air. I don't think we envision Arizona being a juggernaut defense this season. You know, I think we wondered for a long time through the first parts of the season. We're like, to me, the very clear and most pressing issue is this offense just is not very good. And I don't know how much better it's going to get or how much it's just that they're not playing well.
Well, you said a lot there, and I guess let's start with the offense, because for me personally, I think it is probably going to have to be starting up front. They just have not been good enough. They've been trying to mix and match and kind of figure out what the best personnel is. I'm not sure how you go about fixing it in basically a week here and then get into game week next week with UCF. But I just wonder out loud here if, and again, it's just me thinking out loud here. Maybe you just try to pick your best five guys and stick with them for a while, because some have talked about Andrew Lane Gang moving, you know, one series he's the right guard, one series he's the right tackle. We've had the two transfer guys, Terrence Enos and J.B. Nelson, be in and out. Part of that, of course, is health. Some of that is, you know, trying to get Gus Hawkins, some reps and a chance. And I think it's just led to inconsistencies. But it isn't just that side. I think they have had trouble getting any push offensively in the run game from the get-go. So I would probably say that that's where you have to start, because let's be honest, games are won. You have to have good quarterbacking play to win in major college football, but you also have to win the line of scrimmage. And right now they're not doing that. And thus 1-3, and probably some would say pretty fortunate to be 1-3 actually.
Really the only major offensive play in that entire game, the very first play of the third quarter, and Jace Brown lines up his quarterback, takes it 75 yards. And I think that I probably had the same sort of reaction to that as most of the fan base did. Why can't they do that sort of thing all the time? That was the one explosive play offensively from this team. And yeah, it was a little bit of a trick play, a little bit of a different look, having a wide receiver line up his quarterback. But at this point, when you're 1-3, I would suggest moving forward, like, throw the playbook out the window and just start doing some crazy things to try to get a spark going.
Well, I think you said it. I think the fan base feels a lot like that too. And I think they have, you know, been disappointed with this offense in virtually every way. I mean, I think I said it to you guys last week. I mean, I think we're all hoping for more quarterback run game from Avery. That really hasn't happened necessarily. And he had the one play the other night, which really took even me by surprise, where he started to take off and wasn't in a dead sprint by any stretch, but he was really getting ready to go from third gear to fifth gear and just stopped and threw the ball. And it's like, man, I think it's frustrated everybody. The reality of it is, again, I go back to the run game and the push there. That means K-State hasn't been very good on first down. Third down has been a real problem for K-State on both sides of the ball through the first four games. Why not try to do that a little bit? I know you can't do it all the time, and I don't know that you get away from who you are, but there's the real question, right? Who is K-State offensively right now? Coach Klieman talked about that in postgame with us. Not sure what happened to, you know, the team that got ready for this season, identity-wise, but this isn't the team that I thought I saw prepare for this season, right, wrong, or indifferent, and I don't have all the answers as to why.
It's not the same team we thought we saw against Rutgers in the bowl game. I think there's been this weird narrative with Avery Johnson that they're refusing to run him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. And maybe it's both of these things, but you just brought it up. Like, there have been opportunities for run that he has not taken at all. And that does seem different this year. Don't know why that is. I don't know if it's by design from him or from the coaches, but it clearly changes this offense when he won't just take off and take the 20 or 25 yards when it's there. He's one of the most athletic players on the field, but it's not happening, not by design or by ad lib. So what changes that? Because the total number, this is the number one thing people ask. Why isn't Avery running? Avery's running as much as he's ever run as a starter. His attempts per game, and it wasn't very high against Arizona, but going into the game, he runs the ball 7 to 10 times a game as a starter in college. That's it. That's all he's ever. That's what he's doing now, but it's not the same. We can all see that it's not the same. So what's been so different about it?
Well, I think it's as simple as I'm not trying to evade the question, but he's not running. And that means the defense doesn't necessarily have to account for that. And so you haven't had Dylan Edwards much. You do not have DJ Giddens, who, by the way, turns out he was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things where there's just not a lot of threat out there. I think your threat is basically Jace Brown and Avery occasionally. Is that fair? I'm not trying to be overly critical here, but I think that's kind of what it is. And yeah, it hurt to lose Dylan. It has hurt to lose Jerron Bradley. There's no doubt about that. But everybody deals with some sort of injury. And I think there have just been inconsistencies in the past game also. And again, when you start lining it up here with Avery, the offensive line push, the run game, third down, first down, I mean, there's a lot out there. And I think I don't want to necessarily get away from the offense here, but I thought the defense fought, you know, they've been far from perfect too, but I think they've done a better job of late, you know, kind of adjusting to some things. Arizona really got them early in tempo and drove down and what have you. I think they made some adjustments and were much better against them in the second half, but you know, offensively, I mean, if you take the 30-ish yard runaway and then Jace's 75-yard run to start the third quarter, I mean, you're talking about 80 yards of offense. That's it.
And it's not real quick, Tommy. It's not like that's not a one-time thing.
Right, right,
right. We've seen that lots of times this year now.
Yeah. Well, don't have to remind fans, you know, how little K-State held the ball in the third quarter against Army. They did make a nice drive to win the game against North Dakota. They were certainly in a position that they could have won the Iowa State game. I think that's the other frustration here is, you know, K-State's prided itself for a long time on, you know, playing quality, high-level, tough football and having that edge and being physical in that. And I think people feel like they're not seeing a lot of that. So it's, you know, there's a lot to discuss with this football team and a lot of frustration.
What do we know about the status of Dylan Edwards? He didn't play after the first quarter. He had one nice run of 11 yards, but then limped off the field. And I know that, you know, obviously him coming back and being able to try to give it a go in that game on Friday night, I think that excited a bunch of people, like, all right, maybe we've got our run game back a little bit here and we can get this going. Do we know what things look like for him moving forward?
The only thing I would say to that, Tommy, and it's a great question, I don't know that I have the perfect answer for you, but I would say this. The fact that they didn't take his helmet says to me that he was still available, and for whatever reason, the coaches stayed away from it. And I'm going to guess that you know, Dylan was, you know, probably nicked up again a little bit, and I think they're just like, okay, we've got to hold him now, give him a couple of weeks, and then maybe he'll be ready to go. That's just my thought.
Well, the only thing you can do is look forward. Yeah. None of this matters now. It's taken them out of some at-large consideration, certainly, for, you know, anything that they would want to do. But the Big 12 is in front of them. So, like, what's the mess? You got 2 weeks here to try to figure it out. This certainly does not look like a team at the moment that's going to compete in the Big 12. But we did see them play Iowa State really tight. So how do you get back closer to that and further away from what we've been seeing? And what do you think the messages this week will be? Because I'm sure it'll be a great psychology experiment as much as anything else for the coaches over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would think with the Friday night game, and I don't know this for a certainty, but I'm going to guess that a large portion of the weekend, the coaches were probably meeting and discussing and talking about, you know, now what do we do, right? I've had so many people ask me, and I'm sure they've asked you too, how do you fix it? Well, I don't think there are necessarily easy answers here, because this isn't just the offensive line, right? There's a lot of things out there, but you got it. Like you said, you got to move forward and yet learn from where you've been. And what does that mean? Well, let's see what we can do to improve the offensive line play. Is it possible? Yeah, probable. I don't know that I have the right answer for that, but I think we're going to find out. I'll say this, fellas, and some people may argue with me, and that's okay. That's what this is all about. But I still believe in my heart that this team has the capabilities of being a pretty darn good football team. Were we maybe overhyping them a little bit to start the year, and maybe they were more like, you know, upper middle or upper third of the league? Maybe. But I guess I would say that I just didn't see this coming with, you know, the issues with the line and with Avery and, you know, injuries and all of the issues that they've had. I mean, they've just not been real good in a lot of areas, and that's troubling, no question. And so I don't think there are easy answers, but I think, you know, Chris Klieman and his staff will spend a lot of time trying to get this thing figured out. And when they hit the practice field again, let's be honest, I think they're going to find out who wants to be there and who wants to play. I guess I would start with that. Simply stated.
And let's,
you got to do that.
You have to. Let's talk about the guy in charge for a second, Chris Klieman. Obviously, he's tasked with the responsibility of trying to figure out what is going wrong with this team. You know, if you're on social media for any, you know, length of time at all, which, you know, it can be a negative thing for sure. I mean, there are people all over criticizing Chris Klieman. And of course, he had, you know, criticism after the press conference, after the Army game and all of that. Where do you think his mindset is right now? I mean, obviously, it's get back to work and figure out what they need to do to turn things around. It's got to be pretty difficult to try to tune that noise out.
It's probably almost an impossibility in today's world. It's just kind of the way it is. It's so easy to criticize, and I understand it. You know, I've heard a lot of people say they're paying these guys, they should be better. I get that. You know, I think it's true. But I think with the paying of the athletes, I don't know that anybody really talked about this. It was all great for the kids, but Is there a downside to the fact that that means if you're not performing, there's more criticism? I think 100% that's true. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's more criticism now than if it was 5 years ago and they'd have had these expectations and got out to this start? I don't know.
Yeah. And you could probably argue that either way. But and I don't know what all of those young people make. But I think most of us would surmise that Avery's making good money. And I'm not blaming him in any way, shape or form. Right. But it is a different scenario now. And I guess I wonder out loud, you know, maybe I'm questioning, you know, the leadership. I think this is a group of pretty darn good kids for the most part, at least those who are front and center and give you the most snaps and what have you. It's hard for me to sit here and criticize like an Austin Romaine or a Des Purnell as an example in terms of how hard they play, how hard they work, all of those things. Have they been perfect? No. I think Austin would tell you the other night he missed a tackle on a really important play in the game, right? That happens. I'm just saying I think you're more open for criticism with that kind of stuff now. Maybe it's not a ton more, but it is some more.
At least a different criticism. Avery's not playing well. I don't think anybody needs to dance around that. He's not making the throws that he's made for the first 2 years. I mean, physically, he looks better, I think, than he ever has. He's put on the weight, which means he's put in that work. Something seems timid or off. I don't know what it is either, but figure it out. You got 2 weeks now because you're running out of time a little bit here.
Well, and I wonder, too, if it isn't just to the point where you're 1-3. You're still just 0-1 in the league, and you said that before. I mean, you've got most of this conference schedule ahead of you. Yes, it is a hard schedule, no question about that. You got TCU and Tech at home and road games at Kansas and Utah and Baylor and all of those kind of things. But so does everybody else. I think you just try to go back to square one and let's try to redefine and be who we are. I think I mentioned that in a show with you guys early on, Coach telling the kids before the Iowa State game that if we go be who we are, we'll be fine.
They better get there.
Sometimes it's harder to do that than you might think.
Yeah, well, clearly. And look,
Iowa State's the same way, though, right?
Never a better time for a bye week than right now before they play their next Big 12 game, because it is going to take a reset. I mean, clearly, that's their why. So nothing this week, then. You guys get the week off as well. Emotionally, probably a pretty good thing. It's been a little draining, I'm sure, to be in your position right now as the voice of the Wildcats and to have to answer the billions of questions from fans trying to figure out what's going on here. We'll see if they can get it back on track. K-State plays again, but not until the 27th against UCF. It is a home game, and we'll see if they can get it turned back around. Wyatt, we appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Great talking to you. Appreciate it.
There goes Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Always appreciate those visits. You know, Tommy, it's kind of funny with what we were just talking about with the Chiefs. Is it they're not good now, but will be later? I think when we have that conversation with the Chiefs, there's so much to go there. But for K-State right now, I think the most troubling thing is where can you find, when you look at it, what's going to make them significantly better later? And to Wyatt's point, it probably is the offensive line to begin with. But Avery's got to play better too. And they do have to get Dylan Edwards back. And they have to become this explosive offense again that we've...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fully expected them to be this year, but man, it's hard to put on any kind of rose-colored glasses. I mean, I don't think it's there. I think you can do it with the Chiefs and their slow start. I don't think you can do it right now with K-State.
Yeah, and on both sides of the ball, I mean, there are some major glaring issues. I mean, the fact that Noah Fifita from Arizona, he had a bunch of rushing yards, and
yeah, he's
that's
good player,
not.
But,
yeah, but he doesn't run the ball. Like there's right. not that's not what he does in his game. And K-State right. let him run the ball, and he had his, yeah. I think it was like the most rushing yards he's ever had in a college game. So yeah, like there are clearly some major glaring issues that they've got to get figured out.
Boy, oh boy. All right, we've got other NFL headlines to get to. We're going to dig in further to the Chiefs. Just some breaking news here. Pretty monumental breaking news in the landscape of the NFL this season. We'll get that when we return in Sports Daily. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.